Chapter 25, The Call by the Sea. Day was breaking over the Sea of Galilee. The disciples, weary with a night of fruitless toil, were still in their fishing boats on the lake. Jesus had come to spend a quiet hour by the waterside in the early morning. He hoped for a little rest from the multitude that followed him day after day. But soon the people began to gather, so that he was pressed on all sides. To escape the pressure, Jesus stepped into Peter's boat and told him to pull out a little from the shore. Here he could be better seen and heard by all, and from the boat he taught the multitude on the beach. He who is the honored of heaven was declaring the great things of his kingdom in the open air to the common people. The lake, the mountains, the spreading fields, the sunlight flooding the earth, all illustrated his lessons and impressed them on the mind. And no lesson fell fruitless. Every message came to some soul as the word of eternal life. To such as this the prophets had looked forward, and wrote, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness, saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, to them did light spring up." RV. Looking down the ages, Jesus saw his faithful ones in prison and judgment hall, in temptation, loneliness, and affliction. In the words spoken to those gathered about him on the shores of Gennesaret, he was speaking also to these other souls the words that would come as a message of hope and trial, comfort in sorrow, and light in darkness. That voice speaking from the fisherman's boat would be heard speaking peace to human hearts to the close of time. The discourse ended, Jesus told Peter to launch out into the sea and let down his net for a draught. But Peter was disheartened. All night he had taken nothing. During the lonely hours, he had thought of John the Baptist languishing in his dungeon, of the prospect before Jesus and his followers, of the ill success of the mission to Judea, and of the malice of the priests and rabbis. As he watched by the empty nets, the future seemed dark with discouragement. "Master, we have toiled all the night, and have taken nothing, nevertheless at thy word I will let down the net." After toiling all night without success, it seemed hopeless to cast the net into the clear waters of the lake, but love for their master moved the disciples to obey. Simon and his brother let down the net. As they attempted to draw it in, so great was the quantity of fish that they were obliged to summon James and John to their aid. When the catch was secured, both boats were so heavily laden that they were in danger of sinking.